what is typically a Friday tradition, brought to you by our friends at the DQs of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park. This is your chance to pull that grenade under the belt, to pull the pin, to bring the heat. We want to hear it, your hot takes. It's the Flamethrower, presented by the DQs of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park. And this one from Gerald, who says, yeah, Seinfeld is kind of right, but mostly wrong. I want to start off with what he's right about, saying that the left's ruining comedy. The left is a bit overly sensitive, to be honest with you. I actually don't think it's wokeism, but I do think that for a good period of time, the right was the punching bag of really biting humor. And now the left is the target at times, and they're maybe not used to it. Now, where Seinfeld is wrong, says Gerald, is many have already said in your live chat, Jespo, is it's the comedian's job to find a topic and actually write a funny joke. You know, Anthony Jeselnik on Theo Vaughn's pod addressed this, says if you're starting off trying to offend people, you're just being lazy. The job is to get away with it, to write a joke that is so good that people have to laugh. I love Anthony Jeselnik, by the way. Says it was brought up in your chat, a bunch of older comedians calling their special, you know, they can't be canceled because they know they're too lazy to actually write new material. Seinfeld's a legend, but he needs thicker skin. Tell Bill Burr or Jeselnik or any others that they're racist or sexist, they'll laugh at you and they'll move on. If you look at the guys that are really complaining, they're the ones that aren't grinding it out anymore. They want to dip in, do a show, and dip out. They have like a how dare you attitude if people don't laugh or scratch their back. Plus, it's not the left, says Gerald. It's internet culture. Like, comedians like Hasan Minhaj get inundated with hate from the right all the time. Jerry needs to grow a pair and tighten up his set or start playing casinos for the 55 and older crowd. That from Gerald. 55, and is 55, can we 55, I'm getting close to 50. I'm 55 is visible down the road for me. I think we need to start saying the 85 and older crowd, Gerald, if you know what I mean. How about this one from Allison? Allison says, all this talk about this monorail, this high-speed train across Alberta, and Allison says, as a rural Albertan, I hope people realize what a boost this type of transportation would be. If you're living rural, there are not a lot of options aside from your own vehicle, and that's getting more expensive every year. My husband's parents both diagnosed with cancer last year. Allison, we're sorry about that. Says you have to understand the amount of trips to Edmonton we were taking for them to receive treatment was exhausting. Exhausting for everybody involved, driving back and forth 5-6 times a month. We live 6 hours away, so it's a multiple day journey. Time off work to make this happen, and we don't even live in the far north. I can't even imagine what people in like Lacrete or further have to endure to get medical treatment. To be able to get on a train to just relax and then arrive, not travel on bumpy roads when you're already in pain, would be amazing. Rail would be an investment in protecting our vulnerable and helping those in need, those who can't afford multiple trips across the province for weeks on end. Allison says, I love the podcast. Allison, we love that you took the time to write in. How about this one from Peter, who says, Bill 20, an agenda that's being pursued regardless of whether or not it's in the best interests of Albertans. This is the one about political parties at municipal level. The province can withdraw or suspend or expel democratically elected councillors and the like. Peter says, by introducing parties, reducing councillors' ability to represent constituents without political interference, the bill is not increasing trust in government. It's going to lower it. Hardly an outcome that people have been clamoring for. Regarding this proposed costly shift away from the use of voting machines, Alberta's going back to pencil and paper. Minister McIver says he has no evidence to support the measure. In a bizarre display, though, arguing the best way to increase trust in democracy is in fact not to counter conspiracy theorists that elections are rigged using lefty voting machines, but to cave into the delusional demands of the far right fringe. Essentially, the minister wants us to believe that this capitulation will somehow reverse the rampant unchecked spread of misinformation that led to this farce in the first place. The cruel irony here is that far right organizations like Take Back Alberta, who the minister's pandering to with Bill 20, are overrepresented in industries that are facing massive upheaval, like oil and gas. Are oil and gas companies going to pay for retraining for workers and to transition to new industries? I wouldn't count on it. He says, Ryan, you've asked oil and gas executives, and they've gone full toxic social media influencer, telling oil and gas workers they just need to develop a grind set mentality, and telling others they're on their own. In the tumultuous times we're in, it's particularly important Alberta has a strong social democracy with strong social safety nets that provide a bulwark for all residents, safeguarding collective prosperity populist politics being means to an end for the United Conservatives so levels of power can be secured and then used to protect their interests is cynical, and it shows. That from Peter. These are all real emails sent to talk@ryanjesperson.com. You can fire up your flamethrower. It's presented weekly by our friends at the DQs in Palisades, Nemeo, Newcastle, Westmount, and Baseline Road. Coming up on Thursday, we're going to live stream the best of Real Talk, our top political moments over the past couple of months. I'm going to be there in the live chat taking your questions. And then on Friday, we celebrate the Planet Protectors. We take a look at plastic, wildfire, and water in a best of episode of Real Talk. Thanks for subscribing to our YouTube. Thanks for rating and reviewing our podcast, and we'll talk to you again soon.